Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast and radio show. That's right. We started as a radio show 20-some years ago and switched to a podcast a long time ago. All of those episodes are available for the full 20 years at Radio MD, but wherever you downloaded us from, we're really appreciative. This is the news of the week, and we try and make it as much non-COVID as possible. But I thought I'd answer a bunch of questions that viewers have sent in relating to my views on COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 and let you have them. So when will we open up? When should you open up? Well, when you're vaccinated and only with vaccinated people and get to what we call 6+2 normals, normal blood pressure, body mass index that isn't obese, it can be overweight, an LDL cholesterol less than 100, a fasting blood sugar or hemoglobin A1C less than 6.4, no cotinine smoking end products in your urine, and do stress management routinely, and see a physician routinely and get your immunizations up to date, then you can open up immediately. But you're going to have to fear the fall and winter because of mutations and because it's unlikely we will get herd immunity even in the U.S., let alone the world. The second, will COVID-19 change demographics forever? No. It's unlikely. In past pandemics, we've responded quickly, even the Spanish flu. Now, that brings up question three. Are there long-term consequences? Yes, COVID-2, the long hauler syndrome, which has occurred in about 30% of people who are hospitalized, looks like it has a long-term component that we don't know when it ends. The problem in looking at this, since it affects the brain, is that we don't know what it will cause long-term. But remember, the Spanish flu, 50 years later, was the cause of most Parkinson's disease in the 60s and 70s. And will COVID-2 be with us forever? Probably. It's an intermediate length incubation period. Long incubation periods like measles. Well, if you're vaccinated, your antibodies respond, knock it out so you don't pass it on to anyone and you don't get the disease. But short incubation diseases like the flu, 2 or 3 days, well, we have to live with those. Even when you're immunized, some of those give you symptoms, maybe a little milder, but still symptoms, and you can pass it on to other people. This is a 4 to 6 day incubation period, so probably it's going to be with us for a long time. And the next question is, when will the other countries be able to open up? Same thing. We need everyone vaccinated. We need herd immunity. And if we get a treatment that's 99%+ effective, we can open up much sooner. But until then, it's probably that we're going to have a different world where you only will do business with vaccinated people, and you may need booster shots if the mutations keep occurring or if you don't get long-term immunity from the shots. That's my take on those problems. Now, let's go to the news of the week that isn't COVID-19. And all of this is, of course, the news of the week that is brought to you. This is episode 1045A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Story one. Is there benefit of apple cider vinegar? First, what is it? Well, it's crushed apples that are fermented to vinegar, if you will, wine and then vinegar, and then fermented more to just get acetic acid. And that acetic acid is the effective component of apple cider vinegar. The apple cider vinegar is a looks like it's effective at both decreasing appetite and at maybe improving type 2 diabetes because of that, and maybe also decreasing gastroesophageal reflux disease. The data aren't quite there, and that comes with the next story, which is CBD. How much pain relief is real and how much is placebo? Well, it turns out that, and this is really the wellness foreplay story of the week, the CBD and the placebo both gave about equal amounts of pain relief. Now, that doesn't mean the CBD wasn't effective. It just means that people who believe in the placebo got a lot of pain relief too. And so maybe both of these things give you pain relief. Digestive enzymes 101. This is the Automega story. Lipase is the one that digests fat. The protease, proteins, and amylase, sugar and starches. How likely are you to be missing them? Well, if you don't have pancreatitis, or you haven't had a pancreatic cancer or a pancreatic cyst that involves the bile duct, you're very unlikely to have them. Most of the digestive enzymes that are over-the-counter don't do the trick and aren't effective. But the good thing is you don't need them very often. For those who do have pancreatic cancer, et cetera, there are pharmaceutical-grade enzymes that are very effective. And what can you use? Well, lactate is effective for those with lactose intolerance, milk, cream, cheese. Beno is effective for those unable to digest beans and cruciferous vegetables. The Be Half the Age You Are and Longevity is the Next Disruptor, or we could call it the Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment. It's the segment of all of those. It's number one on the Roizen Rule. It is know your blood pressure and get it to under 120, under 80. And this was new advice from the Joint Committee that reviewed blood pressure, the American Heart Association, American Cardiology, etc. And what they found was if you're going to lifestyle, many people try lifestyle first. It's what we try in everyone who doesn't have very high blood pressure, meaning between 120 and 135 and between 80 and 90. That's what you try first. But what they said in this new advice is if it doesn't work within 6 months, if exercise, weight loss, stress management, getting rid of cigarettes, slowing down on alcohol doesn't work, then use medications, because so many of the problems are caused by hypertension. That is, 50% of the heart attacks occur with a blood pressure between 120 and 140 on the top side, or when the heart is squeezing, and between 80 and 90 on the diastolic, or when the heart is relaxing. By the way, I started to tell you that we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can get supplements and vitamins personalized to your diet. You don't have to worry about it. They're personalized to your diet when you take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com for that fun-to-take free online assessment that also helps you know whether you're short of something or not, and what you need or don't need in the form of supplements and vitamins. And I apologize to all, including Persona, for not mentioning that we are sponsored by them earlier. So that was the new advice for people taking blood pressure. Is there a treatment to cure a stomach ulcer? Well, it turns out most stomach ulcers, we used to think of them as type A personalities and stressful people, but most of them are caused by non-genetic things, that is, infections like Helicobacter, or having a another type of infection. Or having a pill land on the stomach lining, etc. Or something else that breaks down what we call your mucosal barrier. It turns out there are medical treatments that do cure the Helicobacter and other causes of stomach ulcer. So the best news is treat your stomach kindly by making sure you have plenty of fluid before you take any water. And then, as usual, you avoid things that increase your symptoms and your stomach acidity. C-section babies may be at higher risk for food allergies. They don't go through the vaginal bacteria. They don't get as much of mom's bacteria when they get delivered. And that apparently means they don't have the, they have an increased risk of thinking that many food proteins are foreign. Eating disorders have exploded in teens. That's right, they're twofold more common. What do you do if you see your child being secretive about food, if you see them on social media talking about food and dieting and bulimia, or even having episodes of bulimia, losing 10 to 20 pounds quickly, being overly concerned with their appearance on social media, you need to talk with them, especially if they're teens. And then pediatricians now are loaded to help them because the pediatric societies have done a real good job in educating and how to get specialists involved in this. It is a tough disease and disorder, but it has gone up by twofold in the pandemic. And one of the fun stories this week, this is the Wellness Foreplay story. Cancers are far more common in medieval times than thought. It was thought cancer is an old age disease and people died young in medieval times before 30. So cancers weren't prevalent. That was buttressed by studies of mummies and the skeletons of medieval times, which didn't show tumors on bone, where they often migrate to, and didn't show the soft tissue tumors. But this new study looked at about 150 skeletons, and when they used CT scan, they found that many of these skeletons had cancers on the inside. And that's where cancers go. They go to the inside, not the outside of the bones. And so the inside was amenable to being observed with CT scans, and that's where it was. Those are our stories, and I know I put a lot in COVID at the beginning. If you're overwhelmed with news on COVID and don't want to, just skip that part when you tell other people about it. Or if you like the summary, go for it. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This is You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, brought to you as usual by Persona. I use Persona vitamins and supplements. You can too. They're personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. Take the free online assessment. It's actually quite a bit of fun. And you can get vitamins and supplements personalized just to you. Thanks very much. Thank you for downloading us wherever you did it. That's what motivates us. Caitlin, thank you for engineering. We'll be back next week. Actually, we've got a wonderful segment B today. That is, every week we have a B segment. And I think this is also 10:45, if I'm not mistaken. Caitlin, I hope you correct me. 10:45 B is about the Tourette syndrome and the latest research. And by the way, I think 3 weeks ago was 10:42 B, which is if you take aspirin, you might want to consider bovine colostrum also, as it decreases the side effects of all non-steroidal inflammatory drugs, including aspirin and its bloating and its leaky gut syndrome, by over 70% in the studies. That's, listen to Harry Okun, 10:42 B. Thanks again very much for listening. We'll be back next week.